Our home was destroyed. An explosion blew up the windows, doors and everything. All the people who lived in the building ran to the basement. We moved to another part of the city to find a friend's house, but the bombardments continued even there. The Russian tanks kept firing at our houses.
Our priority now is a hotline. It's Irpin, it's Bucha, it's Borzel, it's Gostomel, and this line, okay? And actually, they are really shocked by all these things that are happening. They didn't expect the Russian army to hit civilians, to hit the civilian houses, and they never believed it. But they really under fire and under attack. This is destroyed, completely destroyed houses. Many people's killed.
It is hard. It's hard to leave my hometown under fire. I cannot speak. We will return. We know that we will return. We believe we will return soon.
It's very scary there. We slept in the basement with the children, constantly in the basement or cellar, shots non-stop. We came to Kyiv and we'll get used to the fact that it's quiet here, constantly quiet. Children are crying all the time. The situation with food was difficult. A lot of corpses of locals just lying in the streets.